Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Government is going completely rogue. All over the Western world, the police now are trying to charge you administrative bills to respond to crimes. In Canada, outside Toronto, they found a 400-year-old dead Native Aboriginal, Native American woman. And so they call the police. They're in their garden. Cops show up and then charge them $5,000 to respond because they had to get, you know, a coroner and an archaeologist out there. When you pay taxes, all these fines and fees, that's the, quote, government service. So that's what they call privatization. I've got another WECT piece here that I'm going to get to later in the hour. Eyewitnesses describe the terror of DWI checkpoint shooting. Now if cops see a glint of a pin in your hand, they shoot you. Because it's all instinctive shooting, like a video game. That's what video game Doom was invented for, is so you don't think, you just shoot people. And so now, every day you read about some old man, some old woman, some kid. Kids on a bicycle, they see a gleam, it's their cell phone, cop shoots them, it's like, well, he felt threatened. Well, I mean, potentially any citizen could hurt a cop, so why not execute everyone who's not a cop? Shouldn't give them ideas. But this is described by the police just going crazy, just shooting into oncoming traffic. Kind of like New York, where they shot 9 people and then blamed it on some guy they killed. Or you got a telephone repair guy and his van breaks down, and so the police pull up in New York and shoot him. I mean, it's really creepy. And they tell him, do it. If you feel threatened anyway, kill everybody. That's probably the only bad message I could say was in the Man of Steel when I went and saw it last night, was this, you know, just SWAT teams everywhere. Lois Lane's done nothing, but the FBI jumps out in camouflage fatigues and shoves M16s in her face. Just the idea of, we're going to aim guns at you. We're going to do, you know, for our safety, for your safety, just prisoner training. Jared and Rosa Sheridan found themselves right in the middle of a shootout and what should have been a routine DWI checkpoint. They use these as really illegal checkpoints, violate the Fourth Amendment. Days after the dramatic shootout in Brunswick County, they are still shaken by what they saw. Every cop turned around, started unloading like super trigger happy, as if it was their training was coming into full effect and they were being able to utilize it, said Sheridan. Everybody was just blasting this car to pieces. It was absolutely terrifying. They were stunned with what was happening as officers reportedly shot dozens of rounds in the direction of just oncoming traffic. It's kind of like cars that didn't even match the description with women driving it. With the Dorner thing, they would just shoot up, what was it, 3 vehicles. Just that doesn't even match the description. It's women. Let's just shoot them up. White women. Oh, it's a white guy. I mean, it'd be bad enough if they shot up some black guy in a vehicle that looked the same. But no, let's just shoot everybody up because we're crazy. Sheridan says he believes the officers acted with no regard for public safety. It was beyond reckless. I don't agree. I think they should shut up checkpoints just randomly and kill everybody. It's for the children. I couldn't believe it. These are professional people, professional officers, and they're training. They're highly trained, and they're not supposed to do stuff like that. Officials, not servants, with the sheriff's officer keeping a tight lip about the incident. No one will tell us who shot the 2 suspects or what even led up to the shooting. I couldn't understand why they wouldn't come out with an explanation as to what happened after seeing what they saw. It looked like every officer did not follow protocol in any shape or form. After surviving such a scary moment, both Jared and Rosa are thankful to spend Father's Day with their girl. And it goes on, and it's just like, oh, they're on administrative duty, paid vacation. And we've had like, what, 4 cases of this the last few months? I guess in the last 6 months or so in Austin, just where they pull somebody over. And the guy has a belt buckle or a pen in their hand, and the cop shoots him. I almost got killed by an Austin cop when I was still in high school, a senior in high school, driving home. My mother had asked for frozen yogurt. I drove up to get her some. I'm driving back. Cop pulls me over, said I was speeding, sees my weight belt in the front seat, pulls a gun out and jams it in my head, and almost blew my head off over the weight belt.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're 8 minutes into the second hour of Worldwide Broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. That's 9 a.m. to noon Pacific, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mountain. Again, thank you for joining us. The news websites are InfoWars.com. And, of course, we have streaming video and all of my films in high def and the nightly news, all of it at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. And while we can afford the bandwidth, we're doing a test right now with some sponsorship on there. We are streaming the daytime radio show, TV side, free at InfoWars.com/show. Adds a whole another dimension of information to the broadcast with the video clips, the audio clips, the documents, the articles, the maps, the graphics, everything that my great team researches and puts up on screen while we cover it. All of that is at InfoWars.com/show. Also, the free podcast that over 600,000 people download a day for free. Also, all the links. So if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member on Boxy or Roku, how you can watch the nighttime show and see all the films that way. The free iPhone app, the free Droid apps, it's all listed there on the page at InfoWars.com/show. You can also follow us at Real Alex Jones on Twitter, and we have like 10 different Facebook accounts with over a million likes on those. The big one has about 3.5 350,000 or so folks on that. And again, we use the Facebook, the Twitter, and the other globalist systems to wake people up. So that's all at Real Alex Jones on Twitter and the Facebooks. It's all listed at Infowars.com/show. Please go into all those links every day and send them out to friends and family. That's how we get around the Google kicking us off Google News, trying to use algorithms to block the flow of our information, Facebook censoring our memes, censoring our articles. Nothing can stop the people when you take action. So please send your whole email list, your Facebook, your Twitter, every day. Please tell your friends and family about Infowars.com/show. And, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv. But that's a real jump point, a launch point right there on the site. We're going to our guest for the next 45 minutes or so, then your phone calls, here in just a moment to look at world weather patterns. One of the top, astrophysicist and meteorologist. Most meteorologists don't look at the sun and the moon. He does. That's why he's world-renowned. You had a chance to run back into him when I was in London. So Piers Corbin joining us in just a moment. But first, let me show you some Orwellian news here. This is the Weekly Standard from a transcript of the Pentagon / White House press conference. And it says, make that non-lethal Freudian slip. A corrected transcript just sent out by the White House of Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes. He's the one that has the fiction writing degree, who seems to be running the White House now. Comments to reporters yesterday includes this. Mr. Rhodes, it's an ironic question because it frequently comes at the other way. That the Europeans are doing more than we, talking about Syria. In fact, I think on Syria, as a general matter, we have been a leading provider of humanitarian assistance on lethal, non-lethal assistance, and we are taking the steps to provide support for the military opposition. So he admits it's military opposition. For 2 years, they've been giving him missiles and heavy weapons. They're now just admitting that. And we've got reports today of surface-to-air missiles, truck-conveyed howitzers, rocket launchers. And he first called it lethal, non-lethal assistance. This is the guy that said, oh, no, well, this is a peaceful mission in Libya. These are kinetic military actions blowing up whole apartment buildings to back up al-Qaeda forces. This is the guy that said, calls it kinetic military action. Now it's lethal, non-lethal, but that was too Orwellian, so they sent another transcript out taking the word lethal out, even though that's what he said. So it's lethal, non-lethal. So, you know, I guess you can go kill whoever you want, and when the cops show up and they're dead, say you used a hatchet or a baseball bat or whatever, or maybe a dagger, and say it's lethal, non-lethal. It's a kinetic action. Do I get a peace prize here? They call trying to drug half the school children in America. That's their goal, the New Freedom Initiative. They call the Patriot Act the Patriot Act. They call the FISA court the foreign intelligence. It spies domestically. It's all inverted. And here's the good news. Kevin Booth called me up, you know, filmmaker, old friend of mine, used to live in Austin, and he said, you know, Bloomberg promised me it was a friendly piece when they asked me all those personal questions. They lied to me. And I said, of course they did, Kevin. He called me last night. I said, of course they lied to you, Kevin. I told them I knew it was a hit piece and they lied and we're all fake. I said, that's why they have low approval ratings. That's why their readership is down across the board, mainstream media. I said, they're destroying themselves. They still carry out the same old tricks, but it's not in a vacuum. So here's a few more of those, and we're going to our guest. First, Europeans and NATO heavy arms for Syria, rebels, Russian reprisals expected. And it goes on to talk about how the U.S. has landed and is moving in out of Turkey into the country. This is the Israeli news. Just all these different weapon systems that they're giving them. 120-millimeter cannons mounted on jeeps, anti-air and surface-to-air missiles, anti-tank missiles, recoilless 120-millimeter cannons. And, hey, I think the cannons deserve a peace prize. But again, the UN said 4 years ago at the Copenhagen summit, calling for world government tax on everyone except the globalist, a $100 trillion tax, by the way. Got to show them $100 trillion. They called for it a few months later at Davos. $100 trillion in credit needed. And that means to the private banks. And that means taxing you is where the money comes from. They said the sun does not affect weather. They had a vote at the UN. Politicians and scientists voted. There it is. World needs $100 trillion more credit, says World Economic Forum. Well, that was first in the Copenhagen document months before that. And they had a vote saying the sun doesn't affect the Earth. It doesn't affect Mars either, even though they admit that's what makes its ice caps get bigger or smaller. I will assure you, folks, we'd be at absolute zero if it was not for the sun. And I know they'll say that's a conspiracy theory. They say mothers don't need to breastfeed their children, even though it makes the brain much smaller. It's not a conspiracy theory that your baby needs what you have that's designed for them. It's not a conspiracy to say that the sun is what heats the Earth and is the main driver of climate change. Even if Al Gore says it isn't, it is. And I know that's extreme. I understand I'm wild here. You know, I told you the NSA is spying on you. Continuing, we're going to get more into video. Syrian teen rebels hail 9/11 attacks and say they're going to blow America up again. And now even USA Today admits our government is funding Al-Qaeda. That is the main force launching military operations in Syria. So 2 years after we told you, that's now admitted. That is just some of what's going to be coming up. Now, we are joined by, ladies and gentlemen, Piers Corbin is an owner-operator of Weather Action, and he has incredible accuracy that even mainstream media has admitted, sometimes 9 months to a year out on major weather cycles. He has an honors degree in physics at Imperial College London and studied astrophysics at Queen Mary College. Corbin also has a long history of just incredibly accurate predictions dealing with the weather. And he is a heretic as well. He says the sun and the moon as a lensing effect is one of the main drivers of our climate. Of course, any idiot knows that, but he scientifically quantifies it. And so he joins us to break down the latest hype, where it's not global warming now, it's just climate change, period, is not natural. Just another giant hoax. Of course, the only thing that is constant is change. And he's, as I said, a meteorologist and astrophysicist. He's here to break this down with us. We're going to break here in a few minutes, Piers, but I appreciate you joining us. What's on your radar first and foremost today?
Warmists in the shape of the UK Met Office have got what they call a climate summit today, where they were going to discuss why are all these changes happening and is it to do with CO2. Now, a number of people told them we should be invited, Weather Action should be invited, because we have the answers to many of these questions. Now, of course, they didn't invite us, and we put out a statement saying, well, of course, it's this meeting is just a scam to raise the profile of climate change nonsense during the G8 summit, which has also been held in the United Kingdom at the same time. And, we've had interesting reception and had a debate on one BBC radio channel on this matter earlier today, which was quite amusing.
Well, all the polls show that the global warming, anthropogenic crowd, man-made crowd, has been discredited with the public, but they're still in charge. They're just moving forward with all their carbon taxes.
Yes.
Congress won't pass a law, so Obama just does it. Of course, the Chinese are exempt, so all our jobs go there. How do you expect this to end up as the public wakes up with the authoritarians move forward?
And you are a conspiratorial nutter. You know, he just went on like that. And I said, look, tell me the science. Tell me the science. Because I had already stated, look, we use the low solar activity changes, the moon, to predict weather a long time ahead. And you guys can do nothing. So he didn't answer any of that. He just was
calling. Obviously, the moon affects the tides, but it also blocks the solar winds.
That's right. The moon.
And
is how it affects the solar wind. It does have a time.
And you graduated with honors.
Secondary,
yeah, yeah, well, we've got to go to break. We're going to come back and give you the floor to break down this. But, I mean, it's on record the moon is manipulating weather and that the sun is. I mean, come on. And you are a astrophysicist, not an astrologer. And they know that, but they think their audience is dumb. And that's why the BBC does that.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use in inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Watch me!
All right, Alex Jones here. Pierce Corbin, meteorologist, astrophysicist, is our guest. And he was just on national BBC radio, and they were calling him an astrologer. And I've seen that in criticism of him when, like, major newspapers have admitted that he's accurately predicted weather sometimes a year out off of a solar activity. And then there's all these other scientists I have on And it's admitted that the sun, by mainline scientists, is the main driver of climate. But then all the global warming people run this hoax and go, everyone agrees, the sun doesn't affect our climate. By the way, you can pull that up. The UN says, the UN votes and says the sun does not affect climate. Because they don't want it to be something outside. They want to make you guilty for it. And now England's had some really unusual weather. I thought it's always supposed to be rainy there. When I was there, it was quite sunny. And they spin any event, a wildfire, anything, as a reason to pay Al Gore money for Obama to raise carbon taxes, which he's paid himself. Piers Corbin, you've got the floor. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Get in for people what the main drivers are in a simple way, why the moon, why the sun are important.
Okay. It was great to meet you over in England because, you know, people need to shake up there, and you were certainly doing that.
Well, it was great to meet you, sir. Thanks for coming out to our Bilderberg protest.
That's right. It was fun. Right. So, what are the drivers of climate? It is solar activity modulated by the moon. And there's other modulations in the atmosphere to do with stratospheric winds and so forth. But these are also driven by the sun. So, when we understand the details of cycles, quasi-cycles, and certain predictability equations, we know when to look in the past for when there's likely weather for the future. And that makes it possible to give long-range, many months ahead, sometimes a year ahead, quite detailed forecasts, including for the USA. And we've had some very significant successes. For example, that June the 10th to 12th, you had a lot of storms all over the place, which was exactly in the time window we said. And if people go on the website, they can see pictures of that. So, of course, the next thing is, well, okay, we're doing all this, so why aren't they interested? And of course, the reason why they're not interested is because they have a scam, which is to con the world that it's all caused by mankind, and therefore you've got to pay more taxes and be charged more for energy and food and everything. So the question must be really, how's this going to collapse? Will it collapse? And I think there's three things to notice. One is they have no scientific answers, so they just do name calling, and they call me an astrologer and a conspirator and just nonsense. And I just said to him, look, give me the science, and he didn't give any. So when people see it's a con, they will react. But the main thing is that when the costs go up and up, people will just say no. And right now, we're paying 25% extra on energy costs, electricity and gas, to pay for those stupid wind farms that they're having, which are just killing birds. It's a monstrosity, and people will come up and eventually say no. And I've been saying on the radio when I can that the party in Britain which says no to this global warming nonsense will win the next general election. And you know, there is a mounting understanding. I think it's worth spelling out to listeners three very specific scams, which they're changing the facts, you see. Now, one is about carbon dioxide. They say, oh, yes, we've got carbon dioxide is the highest ever, and it's reached 0.04%, which they grandly call 400 parts per million. Well, in fact, if you do proper measurements on a systematic way, the same way as the recent measurements, as opposed to looking at ice cores, which lose CO2 by diffusion, if you do proper scientific measurements, and they had been done in the past, but the documents were largely suppressed, it's clear that twice in the last 200 years, the 0.04% figure was exceeded. So the idea that this is new is nonsense. And that completely takes away their idea that even there's more CO2. There's actually just the same amount of CO2. Second thing is, on temperatures, they play a scam with ice cores, where in fact they don't admit that, first of all, the sea warms up and then CO2 levels go up. So on average, over long periods.
That's right. Al Gore moved the graph and put
temperature. Mm-hmm.
Sure, I mean, Al Gore moved the graph and put carbon dioxide first and then heat goes up. But the truth was the graph that I've seen was that heat goes up and then CO2 goes up, correct?
Exactly right. And the third thing is, ice in the Arctic. They keep on going on about ice in the Arctic because it went very low in the autumn. But they don't tell you that actually April 2012, it was the highest in 12 years.
Stay there. We'll break it down.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
The Alex Jones Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood.
We're going to go back to our guest here in just a moment.
A mind that's weak.
And I'm going to tie it into witch doctors. Yeah, they call him an astrologer. They're actually the witch doctors. We'll do that in a moment. First off, I want to tell you about the best horrible foods company out there. I have it as an emergency backup because I want to be dependent on myself, not dependent on the state. And so I have a 3-year food supply for myself and my family from efoodsdirect.com/Alex to find all their special deals. And I've also bought food for family that cannot afford it. efoodsdirect.com/Alex. All mammals, squirrels, wolves, you name it, will try to bury and store food. Humans have always done it. It is a normal activity. I suggest you put a garden in and then start canning things. It's a fun, natural activity. But it's also important to have storable foods. efoodsdirect.com/Alex to find all the specials. You can also buy all their products with all the specials at InfoWarsStore.com. It's also there. Or 800-409-5633. And they can answer all your questions. 800-409-5633. Stores up to 25 years. Be ready for emergencies. Grab-and-go kits available. Easy to fix and extremely portable. The best portable food out there. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633 or InfoWarsStore.com. Also, you want to go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just great to have this for any type of emergency. It's the way to go. And they've just got backpacks that are bulletproof. They've got a bunch of different styles that are perfect for in the field or that go under your clothes. They've just got dozens of different great top-of-the-line products. Their prices are very competitive, and their armor stops hundreds of rounds of high caliber, not six like ceramic or chromatic. So, again, go to InfidelBodyArmor.com today or 888-608-6605, 888-608-6605, InfidelBodyArmor.com. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, a new film on social engineering, mind control, the past, the present, and the future, State of Mind. I'm in it. So is G. Edward Griffin, Colonel Schaefer, and a bunch of psychiatrists and psychologists from Free Minds Film, the same folks that brought you A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City. This is an amazing documentary, and that's why we're offering it. We're the sole group, the exclusive people selling it. And when you purchase it from us, it funds the rest of the operation as well. But it's a very well-done film and great to pass on to friends and family. While supplies last, you can get the American Dream film exposing the banking cartel absolutely free when you get it on Blu-ray or DVD. You can get this animated, incredibly funny. It's great for people that aren't awake. The American Dream film absolutely free. We never do that with a new film because a new film sells itself. So please shop with the good guys, InfoWarsStore.com. And also, please support our local AM and FM affiliates. Be sure and support their local sponsors or become a local sponsor. And if you're listening on local AM or FM, I cannot tell you enough how easy it is to tell people at the water cooler or when you're leaving a restaurant at lunch, hey, guys, tune into the local station. Alex Jones is coming on. Or to stop at a red light. I'll be driving into work sometimes an hour before the show starts, and I'll be at a red light, and I'll roll down my window and go, hey, you look like a nice family. You care about your kids? Yeah, sure do. You think stuff's wrong in the world? They're like, yeah, Alex, we're already listeners. That happens a lot. But sometimes they're like, yeah, I do. And I go, I'm going to be on 590, or I'm going to be on 90.1. I'm going to be on this local station in like 30, 40 minutes. Tune in. I'm covering some really important info. Or I'll be in the grocery store. Sometimes I bring the guys lunch. Before the show or after the show, and I'll tell people in the line, hey, tune in today. And that's just how you get it done. So please tell folks to tune into your local AM and FM stations. It's so important. Now, going back to our guest, who is really, he's been on before, and I've pulled up all the mainstream news articles about the stunning predictions. I'm pumping our guest up because I want you to know this guy's proving those what he talks about, but it turns out it's what the old farmers knew. Even before they could study the sun, people hundreds of years ago knew that sunspots, when they first had telescopes, were associated with thunderstorms. And now they know. I mean, now when I hear about a record flare hitting the hemisphere I'm in, with all those particulate coming in, I know there's going to be big thunderstorms tonight. It could be a clear sky, and there'll be thunderstorms. And they now admit that. So this is mainline science, but they play on the public's ignorance about the sun and what it does, and then how the moon, whether it's blocking the sun, not the light, but the particles, or whether it's not, plus it also affects the tides. So I know you're getting into their frauds, but our audience knows that. Well, the reason I like getting you on, Mr. Corbin, as an astrophysicist and a meteorologist, award-winning, graduating with honors and then just in the last, whatever, three, 4 decades, trailblazing so much of the old knowledge with the new knowledge that just is constantly, because I read the scientific publications, even mainline scientific publications admit all this, but it's when you tune into the socialist news, they act like it doesn't exist. And then if you go back to every culture, the Druids, the Babylonians, the Mesoamericans, they would be a priest class who figured out when solar and lunar eclipses were going to happen. They would always say, give me the best hut, the best temple, your daughters, the best food, or the snake god will eat the sun tomorrow. And then they don't give him the best daughters and the best food, so the snake god eats it. They all beg, all right, sacrifice one of your kids, and the snake god will spit the sun out. You know, that's the Aztecs. But it was the same everywhere, basically. The goblin god is eating the sun or the moon. Do what I say or it won't come back. They're the ones saying there's bad weather. Pay the Rothschilds and Rockefellers money on the carbon exchange, or you're all dead. Or a Mongolian storm blew into Europe, Eastern Europe. Look, red dust in the sky. We're all dead. Pay Al Gore money. When I've read history and read about Mongolian storms blowing into Europe and Russia for thousands of years, I mean, sometimes I'll come out and my car's covered with dirt, and I'll go read, and it's a northern Mexican desert storm, or it's a Mongolian storm, or it's amazing how they do this. For just a lay researcher, it's such an incredible fraud. So get into the sun, the moon, what's really going on with the climate, and give us the weather forecast, some of the things you're looking at around the world, what to look at. People can also find out more at weatheraction.com. Piers Corbin.
Yes. Well, I think the main message you've got to understand for the next few years is they're going to carry on lying and they're going to get more exposed. And we think they've actually inflated real world temperatures by about half a degree. So their so-called warming doesn't exist. And what we're seeing in the Arctic is big fluctuations in amounts of ice, not reductions. And this is what happens during the last mini ice age. And this is where we are at the start of now, another mini ice age, which means the jet stream fluctuates more wildly. There are colder winters in the USA and Europe and Britain, wetter summers, especially in England and France. And there will be, generally speaking, a crisis in world agriculture because there will be more wet.
All right, but let me stop you.
In the USA.
Yeah. Piers, let me stop you briefly, because you went to break, and I just remembered you were trying to make the point about ice caps. We've shown the satellite footage of a year time lapse of the North and Southern Poles, obviously have their... explain that they aim a camera in time lapse and show it shrinking in the spring and summer, but they don't show it growing again in the winter. This is natural.
Yeah, that's right. Isn't it completely natural? Everything that's happening now is completely natural, and in fact, the only thing that's out of the ordinary, if you like, is the wider fluctuations. And these are completely explicable in terms of the jet stream being wildly oscillating, which happens when you have a longer jet stream, which is further south, and it's able to oscillate more, which is a characteristic of a mini ice age, and nothing to do with CO2 or their complete con. Now, they're scared of having us at any meeting saying this. So they had their climate summit claiming they were going to talk about everything. But the last people they wanted along were the likes of us to actually explain what is happening.
Okay, so continue. Break down what's really going on. Talk about the sun. Talk about the moon. How those work together.
Right. The general decline of solar activity leads, when the moon is in the right place, I suppose, and repeatedly in the right place, encourages the jet stream to move further south and also wave around a lot more. And that is what gives us what we call this mini ice age weather. And, we make specific predictions based on the details. And the general thing to note is that we are at the start of a mini ice age. And you see, it's really important to understand this. It is going to put up the cost of food and energy because there is going to be more problems in agriculture. Whereas what we need, therefore, is cheap food. Now, all the policies of the warmest are to increase energy costs and increase food costs, which is completely madness. They are pointing the world in the wrong direction. That's why they have to be opposed, absolutely. I mean, it's not just a little academic argument. It's a life and death question for millions of people who will be starving if their policies continue.
And by the way, Lord Monckton's broken down the numbers, and the UN even had to admit it, that they were going to have it right at double the carbon cuts for Africa, Latin America, and Asia that the West was going to have to make, even though they sold it as an anti-Western socialist idea. If they put in the carbon taxes they've talked about, which they're trying to phase in, even though governments aren't passing it, Monckton estimated in a decade it will kill 1 billion people. Folks don't know that 30-plus million people starve to death a year worldwide.
It's people on the edge, you see. If you put there were food riots in Mexico when the they started burning food as biofuels because the maize was being burnt, you see, and all sorts of stuff was being burnt, so prices went up. Now this is still happening and going to carry on. So Moncton, I don't know the figures, but I mean, you know, quite possibly there's a lot of people in the world on the margins, and they are being effectively killed by these mad people who are. Just want excuses to grab money off everybody.
Well, the IMF got leaked in 2002, has actuaries set up to where they actually control the police contracts and military contracts. They plan to make money off of all these third world countries rioting from Brazil to Turkey because people can't pay for food. Mm-hmm. And then they actually use that to get the country even in more debt as well. So it's all premeditated.
Yes, yes. Quite right. I mean, what is needed is policies which can enable economies to grow, not these. Well, they're just robbery policies, which doesn't help.
But as long as you call it liberal,
you've got to work.
It's trendy
to make an economy grow. You can't be prevented from working. You know, it's insane.
Well, that's the post-industrial model. They publicly said that's their plan. Meanwhile, the insider corporations are all exempt, so then they take over. It's basic business for them using government. Now, but specifically as an astrophysicist, I mean, so much of this by mainline research, they know obviously the heat of the sun. Solar radiation, but how is the sun manipulating our weather in other ways, and what does the moon do?
Oh, okay. Well, the particles from the sun connect in different ways to the magnetic field of the Earth and into the atmosphere, and they're charged particles. So they will, by the way they're moving in the solar wind, which is affected by the level of where the moon is, up and down compared with the plane in which the Earth moves around the sun, for example, and where it is precisely. That affects the solar wind and therefore affects circulation and also the way, therefore, in which the jet stream moves or doesn't move. So that's one factor. And the other factor is the activity of weather fronts certainly seems to increase or decrease according to some of our parameters, which are based on increases of solar activity. So we have these red spike periods, like the 10th to 12th of June I mentioned was an R5 period, and we said in advance that means that anything standard meteorology says from a couple of days ahead is going to need to be magnified, and there'll be worse storms, and that was in fact the case. So not only did the storms come when we said from a long time ahead, they were also, once standard meteorology had seen them coming, they were also more intense than standard meteorology had said they would be. And if people go on our news section, you'll see a PDF describing just what happened.
Now, I, as a layman, but going off mainline research, have just drawn an image of the sun with the moon and the earth, and I'm showing how solar radiation comes in when the moon is aligned with the sun and the earth, and how it causes a deflection pattern. Then, obviously, then there's also gravitational waves that are affecting the oceans and cycles in birds and everything else. So the moon also has that effect. What is it called, the effect of the moon when it's, say, on the other side of the planet from the sun, not blocking rays, versus when it is in front of it?
Well, we don't have a name for that. Well, obviously, you've got new moons and full moons in terms of the light, but what we have to think about is not just this blob Earth. You've got to think of a great big volume around that, which spreads out to three times the radius of the Earth, which is a big magnetic field. And that is where the Earth's magnetic field is contained. And around that, the solar wind blows, and some of the solar wind enters into the Earth's magnetic field. And then the Earth's magnetic field is stretched out in a long tail called the magnetotail. And the moon crashes through this magnetotail every revolution. And where it crashes through is of importance.
So as it comes through, it makes waves.
The moon is intercepting the solar wind is also important.
So as the moon comes through, it causes all sorts of its own Coriolis storms?
Oh, sure, lots of things happen. I mean, I've got some friends. friends in Russia, and I said to my friend Kirill, I said, Kirill, look, just ask your mates, does the when the moon enters the magneto tail, does anything happen? And he came back and said, no, they all said it doesn't. No, nothing happens. And I said, well, just have more of a look. And he came back 2 months later and said, yes, yes, yes. They now admit something does go on. So, you see, there's stuff going on which people haven't looked at before. And those things are, and we don't understand how it all works, we just got some ideas, those things are definitely changing weather patterns.
Sure, well, it's almost like if you have your water faucet on, but the sun's blasting out all sorts of stuff.
Yes, yes. The other thing is a lot of stuff we can't see. There's magnetic fields changing all the time. There's particles swirling around in them in different ways.
Sure, but if you stick your hand under the water faucet...
bad ways, depending on magnetic fields and so forth.
Sure, but if you even stick a finger under the faucet, it deflects it and makes it change.
Yeah.
And then there's so many other things going on here. But, you know, obviously the ancients knew that depending on what the moon did and the sun, that that would have different effects.
Well, the Vikings knew that if there were aurora, then storms would follow. And that was always the case. I mean, sometimes it was too cloudy to see the aurora, but if ever they saw aurora, they knew for sure there was going to be storms coming within, you know... a day.
And that's because particles are coming through forming nuclei, correct?
Essentially, yes. Well, particles will do many things, but some of them will form, yes, they'll nucleate cloud formation.
Give us a weather forecast when we come back, Pierce.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Thank you.
say. Okay, Pierce, so generally for Europe, Airstrip 1, Oceania, the UK area, and North America, what is your weather forecast short-term, mid-term, long-term? In general, what are we seeing, and what is the sun doing right now?
Right, well, the sun is generally very low activity, and then sometimes there are quite severe bursts dotted around in that low period, and that certainly causes sudden changes and big swings in the jet stream, which gives us this very contrasty weather, which we have been having, and that's, you know, later in the summer in Britain there's going to be more very heavy rain and floods, and some parts of the US summer is going to have some more rain, and then a later part in the east probably some big heat waves. But, you know, and none of these things are good for agriculture. And the general trend in the years is lower temperatures for the whole of the temperate zone, and wetter summers and colder winters, which means food prices go up. So the warnings about food prices you've been carrying are, you know, very apt. And we just have to really attack the politicians for leading the world in the wrong direction, because they're putting their selfish personal interests, you know, to rip people off ahead of what is actually needed.
Amazing. Any other key tidbits that people should be aware of?
Yes, well, the scams will carry on, and the key thing is to say to these people, where's the evidence for what you claim? And hold politicians to account. Demand evidence-based science. And that we take measures to prepare for many ice age effects. And there's two things to do there. One is make use of detailed long-range forecasts. And two is to bring down food prices and end all these crazy thieving tax plans to make people pay for something which is, in fact, a delusional nonsense.
All right. Pierce Corbin from Weather Action, thank you so much for spending time with us. Look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Pierce Corbin. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to open the phones up in the next hour on any of the issues we've covered, from the NSA to the other harassment government's been engaged in against Tea Party with the IRS and the rest of it, to funding Al-Qaeda in Syria. All of it. Then I've got a bunch of other news I'm going to cover as well, like app pays you to spot illegally parked cars. That's the future. Everybody becomes a snitch in this snitch society. Privacy experts use naked body scanner ruling in effort to stop NSA spying. That's a news Steve Watson article up on Infowars.com we're going to be getting to. Tea Party Patriots, the largest Tea Party protest since 2010 is tomorrow. We're going to be getting into that. We're also going to get into House to consider a tax on new flu vaccines. They're totally worthless. It's just all pointless. Pesticides slash water life by 42%, show study of what it's doing to fish and aquatic life. It's just killing the water. But the pesticides, they say now, are safe. They said so. The Supreme Court decided your silence can be used against you. That totally violates the Constitution, Fifth Amendment. That is all coming up and more straight ahead in the third hour. And I'll give you the latest on the stupid G8 summit with all the globalist criminals meeting in Ireland. Third hour. Straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
rates.
We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.